Riverbend returns to Chattanooga in May, with many changes made, acts announced with more to come, and tickets on sale. Mickey McCamish is executive director of Friends of the Festival, and before the holidays, he stopped by Scenic Roots. Mickey, thanks for joining us.
Ray, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to come back to WUTC. It's great to be here.
Always glad to have you here. So we're talking about Riverbend 2020. You have announced a lot of changes, but for folks who might be trying to sort out those changes, tell us about them.
Sure, Ray. The first thing is the dates of the festival. The festival will return for 4 days, and that's the 27th through the 30th of May. So hopefully the weather will be a little more cooperative in that it may not be as hot as though it were in the first 2 weeks of June. That's one of the changes that will remain this year with the festival. Now, the big change is the fact that the barge, which has been iconic to Riverbend for 30-plus years, is no longer a part of the festival. This year, the barge has gone away. Matter of fact, we have sold the barge. And the Coca-Cola stage will be underneath the Ojolly Bridge. Now, for the past several years, we haven't had use of the area underneath the bridge because of the construction going up on the Highway 27. But this year, we have that area back. It's a very large area. It's amazing whenever you're not in that area, and we haven't used it the past 3 years, that you just don't realize what a large area it is. But then you put a stage in there, and it begins to shrink pretty quickly. And the stage is going to be a very large stage, about 60 foot in terms of its width. And it will have what I call an ego ramp. It's a ramp that enables the artist really to connect with the fans, with those attending the festival. And that was one of the disadvantages with the barge, the fact that you're 35 feet up in the air. Sort of reminds me of when I was in the Navy and on a board of a destroyer and we were 35 feet above the waterline. That same distance existed with the barge. And so there was that disconnect between the artist and the audience. And then the other thing was with the barge was the cost of putting into place, hooking it up, all the cranes that you had to have. It was an expensive operation. It was a $1 million operation just to bring the barge in, set it up, tear it down, and return it to Helltown.
More of a production than actually bringing the artists in.
That's right. That's exactly right. And the artists had to come in by boat. And for some artists that didn't care for water, that was an issue. We had to bring a few in by golf cart. So we eliminated several things in. We eliminated the fear of the water coming in by water. We eliminated the cost of actually hooking up the barge. And we also eliminated the disconnect between the artist and the audience. And with the new stage, the Coca-Cola stage underneath the Ojolly Bridge, big stage, a very large stage, it will have the VIP areas around the stage, and the ego ramp will be a connection. It will connect the artist with the festival goers. Along that line, the Bud Light stage will now move toward the middle of Chestnut Street. So that when you come into the festival, and the main entrance is still the same location, there at Aquarium Way and Chestnut Street, then you know you're at a music festival because the first thing you're going to see is the Bud Light stage there in the middle of Chestnut Street. So you'll know right away that you're at a music festival. Now, the Chevy stage that was in the green area, that stage will now move down to the hard edge where the barge sat. So that stage moves from the green area down to the hard edge area. Now, the Tennessee Valley Federal Credit Union stage that was underneath there, the walkway, the river walkway, that stage will now move to in behind the aquarium, forward of the Market Street Bridge. So in essence, with Riverbend this year, we have a festival between two bridges. And that's what one of the taglines that we've chose to adopt is Riverbend is a festival between two bridges this year. So a lot of changes, hopefully all for the better. We just want people to come out, support the festival because it is Chattanooga's festival.
And it's been around for a long time. And there were changes last year with the number of days from 8 to 4 and moving it up earlier in the summer season. And then how the numbers turned out. And now there are all these other changes with the barge and everything else that you've described, and also the partnership with Songbirds.
Yes, and that's a great partnership. Songbirds bring to the table artist selection. They have been instrumental in working with Dixie Fuller, Bob Payne of our staff, with Johnny Smith and Mike Doerr of Songbird. Those are four people, not only the best in Chattanooga in terms of selecting the artist, but the best in the Southeast. So we've got the very best people out there that selected the artist. Songbirds is very successful. They know the type of music that Chattanooga likes, and therefore we've gone out and we've been able to contract those artists that we think will bring Chattanooga out, and that it's the music that Chattanooga will enjoy. And again, it's Chattanooga's festival, 39th year, and we want to do the things that will cause Chattanooga to come out to the festival.
And when you say Chattanooga's festival, just looking at the lineup so far, there's a concentrated effort this time to, even more than before, touch the different genres that make the music of Chattanooga.
That's exactly right. And that's the beauty of having Songbirds involved, is because they understand that and they know the different artists that with the different types of music that will reach the Chattanoogans. And if there's just a couple of them you like, it's well worth it. And Ray, another thing we've done is in the pricing, what we've done is we've returned the group sales opportunities. And for a group of 20 or so, you can buy a four-day wristband for $45. And if you're in excess of 100, then it's $40. So there's all sorts of opportunities out there in terms of making it affordable. Now, if it is a single and you just go, you don't have 19 other friends, but surely we all have that, and you just become the point person, you can get 19 other friends, and you can get a wristband for $45 for each of your friends. If you are single, though, and you just would choose to go online and purchase it online, then it's $65 when you go that route. We will be starting outlet sales, but that will not start until around April the 1st is what the plans are right now.
How are things doing so far?
Things are very busy with the introduction and the kickoff. We did the timing so that people would have an opportunity to make a unique Christmas gift to their friends, to relatives, and make it affordable. And so the activity has been very good. Sales have been very brisk. And that's what's got to happen. We've got to get the people out to the festival. And we're trying to do the things through music, through pricing of the festival, to cause that to happen.
So there are a lot of changes for tickets and for pricing, not only for adults, but also for children.
That's exactly right, Ray. Children 10 and under are free. And that's something, again, that we brought back this year for 2020 Riverbend. Another change that we've reincorporated this year.
And where can people go online for more information?
Riverbendfestival.com. And there's a buy ticket icon there. Just click on that and you can make your choices of purchases right there. So Riverbendfestival.com.
All right, Mickey, thanks so much and all the best.
Thank you, Ray. Thanks for having me again.